Listen, we are coming to Effing America Synagogue Attackers Last Call with Brother. By Nathaniel Charles on January 20, 2022. The Texas synagogue attacker chillingly told his brother over the phone, "We're coming to effing America to give Americans a effing war." In a recording of a telephone call that allegedly took place shortly before he was shot dead by the FBI. Malik Faisal Akram, 44, who held four people hostage at Congregation Beth Israel Synagogue in Colleyville, Texas, told his brother Gulbar, 43, in his final phone call to his family, "We're coming to effing America for a effing war." The Jewish Chronicle reports of audio recordings they claim to have acquired from a law enforcement source. "I'm opening the doors for every youngster in England to enter America and F with him," Malik said in the recording. The terrorist made it clear that he did not want to leave the hostage situation alive. Even though a man speaking on the call identifiers as his brother Gulbar tried to persuade him to give himself up while speaking to him from a police station in Blackburn. "Just pack it in, mate. You'll get a bit of time and you'll come out," Gulbar said, advising his brother that if he surrendered he would get away with a short jail sentence. Gulbar also pleaded with his brother to spare the lives of the hostages, saying, "These guys you've got, they're innocent people, man." Malik Akram, however, stated clearly in the released recording that he had asked Allah for this death for 2 years and he would rather live one day as a lion than 100 years as a jackal. This is a quote attributed to Tipu Sultan, known as the Tiger of Mysore, who gained a reputation for fighting against British forces in India and ultimately was martyred by the British in the late 1700s. Akram made it clear to his brother and the police, who he would have known were listening in on the call, that he would not surrender himself to them. "I'm going to go toe-to-toe with police, and they can shoot me dead. I'm coming home in a body bag," he said. Ultimately, Akram was taken down by an FBI SWAT team after he released the hostages and refused to surrender. During the siege, the hostage taker was heard calling for the release of Al-Qaeda-linked neuroscientist Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani national who was convicted of attempting to kill American military officers while being detained in Afghanistan, a demand which he repeated on the phone to his brother. "She's, Siddiqui, in prison for 84 years, they effing framed her," Akram said. Akram appeared to suggest that he targeted the synagogue in retaliation for America's former military presence in wars in Afghanistan, and Akram stated he wanted to force America, not Afghanistan, to have a defensive war. The terrorist suggested that Americans would now understand his perceived suffering, saying maybe they'll, Americans, have compassion for effing Jews. Bizarrely though, Akram referred to the Taliban as sick bastards, while simultaneously calling for them to enter America and instigate a war. Akram also indicated he wanted to inspire similar attacks by setting a precedent for repercussions for American military intervention in Muslim nations. This seemed to be the main inspiration for Akram's attack, as he stated he didn't give a fck if they don't release Dr. Afia. The Islamist terrorist in a foul-mouthed rant additionally accused the U.S. military of coming to our Muslim countries, raping our Muslim women and effing our Muslim kids. These comments are somewhat ironic, as since the Taliban seized control of Afghanistan, reports have surfaced that Afghanistani women are being forced into becoming sex slaves for Taliban fighters. It has been revealed that Akram had been known to MI5, one of Britain's spy agencies, and has a long history of extremist behavior spanning over 20 years. Akram had last been investigated by MI5 in 2020 due to terrorism concerns, but they concluded there was no indication he presented a terrorist threat at that time. Malik Akram's brother Gulbar has claimed that his brother had suffered from mental health issues, and the Jewish Chronicle indicated Malik Akram had an unstable family life, as his teenage children did not live with him.